your exclusive home of the D-backs.
Diamondbacks.
Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
D-backs manager Tori Lovello joins Burns and Gambo to talk D-backs baseball. Brought to you by Estrella Jalisco, official cerveza partner of the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Our weekly visit with the manager of the Diamondbacks, Tori Lovello, joining us here on the Burns and Gambo shows. The D-backs in the Bay Area tonight for game two of their series against the San Francisco Giants after losing last night by a score 5-0. Tori, welcome to the show. As always, happy Friday to you, sir. How are we doing today?
I'm doing good, guys. Always my pleasure to be with you.
You know, I used to watch these Viking shows, and sometimes they would make a sacrifice when they needed to. We have to sacrifice, with all the injuries we're having, sacrifice a bat, a ball. Is there something we can do to ask the baseball gods to stop injuring our players?
Yeah, right? I love that scene from Bull Durham, right, when they had the mound visit. Stuff like that is so real in baseball. Look, it's nothing we budget for, expect, but when it happens, we know that we got to adapt and we got to make adjustments. That we believe in that. It's part of our culture. And we hate it. We hate that we're down, you know, X amount of players. And last night, Nelly got one, and it just happens. And means next man up. And that's the part of the game that really excites me, is that next man up is usually somebody from player development or somebody that's sitting on our bench, and they're going to get an opportunity. I'm always pulling for those understudies because I know how hard they work, and I enjoy watching them go out and perform. It's really up to them to hold down that fort until the starter returns. And that's where we're at right now.
Skip, I was at the game Monday. I was at the game Wednesday, watching the game on TV yesterday. I saw the Wednesday game, Suarez has a ground ball. He drops it. Yesterday, Ketel Marte loses the ball. I mean, this is not Diamondback baseball. A lot of people are frustrated right now. No one more than you. You preach good defense. And this is a really bad defensive team right now. How do you fix it?
Oh, man. Well, we've been talking about that for the past week, you know, amongst coaches. We're just talking about redefining everything and starting from the ground up and really focusing on the basic fundamentals of picking up a ground ball. So if you're playing the piano, you're going to work on your scales for a week. That's what it is. You can't go and play Beethoven's Fifth. We wouldn't expect you to do that. And it's frustrating. It really is, because at my core, that's who I am. And that's what I stand for here. I want good pitching, good defense that keeps you in games, even on your worst days. And when it doesn't show up, it's extremely frustrating. It's, for me, mostly sometimes a focus issue. Sometimes it's a fundamental issue. And the bottom line is, we just got to slow the game down in the right spots, speed it up the right way when we're supposed to, and make the plays the way we can. We do it at a very high level here. And it's not that we're missing Perdomo. And AT, they obviously lift up that standard, but you gotta make your plays. You gotta make your basic plays, and when you do, it's gonna make us win baseball games.
We know you. We've done this show with you many years. I know you chew on all of this after games. Are the defensive miscues bothering you the most about your baseball team, or is there something else that is bothering you more, like late inning offensive execution, or maybe even something that I'm not thinking of off the top of my head? What's at the top of your to-do list when it comes to your baseball team and the start you're off to right now?
Yeah, it's hard to pinpoint certain things at certain times, but where I stand is I expect us to be a very fundamentally sound team and execute at a high level. Now, what does that mean? It means when you're standing on defense that you're in a good ready position, you're anticipating the ball being hit to you, your hands are out front, you're stalking the baseball, use your footwork to throw the ball to where you got to throw it. It means when you're on the bases that you're going to follow our basic concepts about what makes you a successful Arizona Diamondback base runner / base stealer, not trying to do too much. It means just have a high baseball IQ and do the job the way you know you're supposed to do your job without trying to carry too much of a workload. What I think ends up happening is we're playing baseball below our standard, and everybody's out there saying, I'm going to be the guy, I'm going to find a way, I'm going to do something out of my body and out of my mind to help us win a game. No, that's not what I'm looking for. So at the end of the day, when we function right and I can tell the body and the mind and the pace of the game is played right, I can go to bed, whether we win or lose, and say, okay. But when we do it in a way that I don't really see as practice, or we don't talk about it, or we don't preach, those are the ones that keep me up late at night.
Tori Lovello, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo show, with the injury last night to Ryne Nelson on the comebacker. I even understand you could see like the seams of the baseball on his arm when he was talking to reporters after the game. Have you made a decision with him, the roster, and the injured list, given that you are going to be bringing up Jordan Montgomery to start tonight's game?
Yeah, you know, I had Nelly up in my room this morning, and he showed me the elbow, and those seam marks are loud and proud. And it's everybody that's played this game, and you get to this point in your life, you've had that happen once or twice, and it's just happened to be in the worst spot for him. You know, if he gets hit in the shoulder, high shoulder, where it's real meaty, or maybe somewhere on the bicep or tricep where there's a little bit more muscle, he'd probably be just fine. He would have stayed in the game. So we're going to continue to evaluate him. We're going to keep him with us. And we do have to make a move for Jordan Montgomery. He is certainly being considered to go on the IL. We just need to find out here in the next 45 minutes or hour or so what that move will be to make Jordan active. If I'm a betting man, I would go ahead and just, I'd bet that we're gonna put Nelly on the IL.
Okay.
Probably the safest bet for us to make him be okay when he's supposed to come off.
Okay. I want to go back to the base running because, on a 3-2 count, you're trying to get that jump. Christian Walker, you could see it. It was one pitch. I had a feeling that Bo Mel was going to have him throw over there. And he did on the second one, on the 3-2 count to Suarez. Boy, I think they called for the pickoff, and Webb got him. He got him leaning, fell down, didn't get up, just got tagged out. Give me your thoughts on that, because, again, base running, these mistakes are going to kill you guys. And what are you looking for with your base runner right there when it's a full count?
Yeah, well, I thought my scalp was going to blow off the top of my head when that happened. I'm not going to lie to you. And I knew that Christian Walker, I could tell by his reaction, knew he made a mistake. Really, you're not trying to steal a base. You're just trying to get motion and stay out of a double play. I was betting that Gino was going to make contact. This is what I evaluate. Who's at the plate? Is he going to make contact? How many pitches is the pitcher thrown? Is he going to throw a gutter ball right down the middle that we can get some extension on? Is this ball going to be put on the ground? Brandon Webb is a high ground ball percentage rate guy, throws a ton of ground balls, and I knew that it was late in the game for him. I knew that something was going to be – it wasn't going to be a sharp slider that we could swing and miss at, or it was not going to be a perfect pitch. I felt like very strongly the ball was going to be put in play on the ground. So all you're trying to do is get motion at first base. You're not trying to steal the base. You just want to get motion off first base so the team can't turn a double play, and in turn you're betting on the batter to put the ball in play so we have a man at second base and two outs. That's it. And then the bonus is that you create a hole or an opening and you shoot a ball through where the second baseman or shortstop's going to be vacating to cover second base. So there's a lot of positives, but the hitter's got to be able to put the ball in play in that situation, which we did. He hit a ground ball to third base, but by that time there was already two outs and it didn't matter. So Walk just got way ahead of himself. He was in let me steal this base mentality, and it didn't work out. And I got to tell you, teams are smart. This league pays attention. There's a video on us about what we do and what we do well. There's a way to counterpunch us. And what I've been hammering our coaches on is we got to just be smarter than the average bear. We got to just be better and smarter and work more efficiently. And there's times to try and there's times not to try. There's times to lay low because teams are fighting to stop us. And then there's times to hammer down and let good things happen. We're like that young scorpion. We're exhausting all of our venom with everything that we're doing. We just got to be smart and wise and make better decisions.
Troy, leave us with this because the organization just sent the email a moment ago, literally while you were answering that question. Jordan Montgomery, Pavin Smith, both recalled from AAA Reno. Ryan Nelson has been put on the 15-day injured list. Jace Peterson has been designated for assignment. Can you speak on those moves before we let you go?
Yeah, well, I told you, I know a guy. I know a guy pretty well that would have given you that information about Ryan Nelson.
You kind of figured, so, maybe you didn't know when the release was going out, but we kind of figured you knew a guy, Tori. So, tell us what you know.
I was about to tell you, but I was getting the thumbs down from my peeps. I gave you 99%, and you guys walked it on in the rest of the way with Nelly. But, Nelly, like I said, I met with him in my room this afternoon, and we just decided – instead of getting up to the start line and wonder how your engine's going to run, let's pull back a little bit and you just go up there when you're 100% ready to go, fully gassed up, and keep throwing the ball the way you have been. His spot will be waiting for him when he returns. As far as Jace Peterson, look, this if we were 7 games over 500, we'd probably be having a different discussion, and Jace would still be on his team, which would mean we probably scored more runs and he'd been doing his job. And Jace is a great teammate and a good player. This was a tough conversation for us to have. And You know, he wasn't executing. It wasn't happening, and it wasn't working the way we needed it to work. And right now, we need some offense. And Pavin can hit. He can flat out hit, and he's going to get some opportunities to roll the pole for us and help us win some baseball games.
All right, appreciate it, Skip. We'll let you get set for the game tonight. Jace Peterson designated for assignment. Jordan Montgomery up. Good luck tonight against the Giants.
Okay, boys. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
Thanks, right, Troy. Thanks, Troy Lovello, the manager of the Diamondbacks, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo show. We appreciate him coming on.